The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is again our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, which was the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 9 to 14, where Moses was inspired to write, "Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crops of your land. If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and decrees that are written in the book of the law and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it." My dear fellow Christians, after telling the Israelites that God's word promises God's blessings, and then also stating that God's word looks for faithfulness in our lives and how thankful we have to be that where we fall short, we have a Savior who takes care of our unfaithfulness, then Moses says, "Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it?" Throughout the book of Deuteronomy, what Moses does is he reiterates for the Israelites the laws that God gave to the Israelites at Mount Sinai. But here what he's doing is he's plainly saying that by their works, not the Israelites, not us, not anyone for that matter, can earn his way to heaven. That's an impossibility. Moses understood the sinful desire of the human heart to try to find another way other than the grace of God, God's way. The human way is always via the law, thinking that we can do enough for God. Well, Moses speaks to that desire here. God's people were not to imagine that their relationship with God, the relationship of grace with God, was something that could be achieved by any great effort or secret wisdom on our part. Rather, the simple word of God, which God has given us, it provides us with everything that we need. Moses said, "The word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it." And those words, "so you may obey it," should be better understood so we may take the word to heart, embrace, believe the message of God's word, which tells us that, well, that very near word, it tells us, it works on our hearts so that we can believe all that it says about how Christ earned salvation for us and that it is by grace that alone that we're saved. And well, thank God that God's word is a gracious message, that it tells us not what we must do in order to earn heaven for ourselves, but it tells us over and over again what Christ has done for us to win for us, to guarantee for us heaven. If we were looking to ourselves, well, we'd always have at least question marks, but probably more we'd be dealing with despair. But when we look to Christ and know that he did it all, what a blessing that is. In a Peanuts cartoon years ago, Lucy and Linus are seen staring out a window, and they're watching it rain. And Lucy, as she's looking at that, she says, "Boy, look at it pour. What if it floods the whole world?" Linus responded, "It won't. In Genesis 9, God promised Noah that that would never happen again. The sign is that promise. The sign of that promise is the rainbow." Well, Lucy looked at the window again, and when she looked at the window, there was a big smile that went over her face, and she said, "You've taken a great load off my mind." To which Linus said, "Sound theology has a way of doing that." God's word, it can give us such encouragement and comfort and strength. God says things like, "I'll always be with you. I'll never forsake you. I'll make absolutely everything in your life work together for your eternal good, even though it may not always seem that way as you're going through those things." But it will be. God says so. God says that he's going to take all of us who by the grace of God believe in Jesus as our Savior to heaven. And God's word, his gracious word, it's very near you. It keeps on working on your hearts. And well, take advantage of the fact that that word is near you so that it can assure you of everything that the Savior has done for you. Let's take advantage of the nearness of God's word and let it take a great load off of our minds and souls. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for promising us in your word the blessings of your grace and love and heaven forever. Help us always to be your faithful followers and to be blessed by your word, which is very near us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.